That is GLAAD off the Symphony Project. He'll Always Defend You on WWIB. Of course, drawn out of the story in John chapter 8. And kind of an unusual development there. I got Jason Cairns on the phone 5 minutes early because we've learned this week that he's a big GLAAD fan, Ed Nall and company. So what did you think of that song?
I have not heard that one before. I mostly listen to their a cappella project stuff.
Yeah.
Which, of course, there were several CDs in that. But, yeah, it's a good song. It has a very 80s flavor to it.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought, how about the story? I mean, that whole idea.
Yeah, I thought that was really great, how they kind of pulled that together. And, yeah, good stuff.
Well, it is a rainy Friday the 13th, and I'm looking it up here this morning as we start the best 5 minutes of the day. Why is Friday the 13th considered unlucky? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's see here. At the top of the page, it says, I'm just going to read it. It says, Jesus Christ was crucified on Good Friday. As per CNN report, in Norse mythology, the number of gods present at a dinner in Valhalla increased to 13 when the god of mischief, Loki, barged in. Loki tripped Bling, god Hodur, into killing his brother, Balder, who was the god of light, joy, and kindness. Okay, that's the start of one explanation.
Wow.
Yes, well, I know Loki 2 is starting on Disney Plus, but I don't know. Here's another one. While some people dread leaving their homes on Friday the 13th, others are putting all the odds on their side, believing that this day brings good fortune. In fact, many believe that the combination of Friday and the number 13 cancels out bad fortune. So, I don't know. I'm not getting answers.
I'm going with that. Yeah, I'm going with that idea, that they cancel each other out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a, I don't know if it's a superstition or what, but working in certain fields, medical profession, childcare, teaching, that full moons and Friday the 13th are bad days to have to work. And so we'll see how that transpires. But well, maybe that's why the Eau Claire district has conferences right now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there you go. I guess there is more to it. I mean, it says it seems to have a religious origin. Christ's crucifixion and the idea of 12 apostles and a 13th guest who, well, here's the thing. I think that's a misnomer because Judas was one of the 12. He wasn't, you know.
Right.
Yeah,
it's true.
But here it says, every Friday the 13th, the economy loses 650 to 730 million euros because people don't fly or work the way that they would in a normal day.
Yeah, you know, there's weird things like that. Like, buildings don't have a 13th floor.
Yeah.
You know, there are just things that, we can get hung up on some superstitions.
And then, you know, and you can say, oh, that's really foolish, whatever. But then you'll, for Packer fans, I mean, seriously, people will, they'll tie what they were wearing or what they were doing to, I mean, people really are truly way more superstitious, I think, than they let on, you know?
For sure. I was convinced for a long time that if I actually watched the game of a sports team that I liked, they would lose. If I really wanted them to win, I wouldn't watch the game. So.
Hey, speaking of, I think one of the things sports-wise in the last year you got most, because I'm a much, that's the one thing I know more about than you is sports, probably.
That's for sure.
You played college football, you know. But
I did. Yes, that's true.
But you were kind of pumped up about Caitlin Clark from Iowa. She's going to play at the University of Wisconsin. I guess you can get tickets for like $10. I bet that is something. I bet you'd get in the car and go with me to see Caitlin Clark play.
I'd probably do that. I love watching basketball. So, I think I would do that.
I guess they're all sold out at Iowa the whole season, but there were still tickets to be had earlier this week. We had our opening night for the play. Sam Shovel went well last night.
Yeah, good. Did people come out even with the rain?
They did, yeah. Donna Johnson was looking for you.
Of course she was. Of course she was. Someday I'll meet Donna.
Yeah, all the events she's at. Well, you're invited back tonight, okay? Again tonight at 7 at the remodeled Hollywood Theater, Valley Brook Church, Barstow Street. So, again, a lot of fun, really talented class. Sue Orfield, always a treat to be able to hear her wonderful talent with the saxophone and it's kind of old-time radio drama. All right, we head into the weekend, Jason, with I guess we got Mark chapter 3, verses 3 through 6.
Yeah, it says, Jesus said to the man with the deformed hand, come and stand in front of everyone. Then he turned to his critics and asked, does the law permit good deeds on the Sabbath, or is it a day for doing evil? Is this a day to save a life or to destroy it? But they wouldn't answer him. He looked around at them angrily and was deeply saddened by their hard hearts. So they said, then he said to the man, hold out your hand. So the man held out his hand, and it was restored. At once the Pharisees went away and met with the supporters of Herod to plan how to kill Jesus.
And here's how Jason tackles those four verses in his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. Jesus called the man to him when he came over. Jesus said to the scribes and Pharisees, does it break God's law when someone does good on the Sabbath, even if it involves work? What about when it will save a person's life? They held their tongues. He looked at them with a mixture of anger and sadness because they loved the law more than people. There's something to underline, folks. Finally, he turned to the man and said, stretch out your hand. Miraculously, Jesus made his hand whole. Now the Pharisees were even angrier. They went to Herod's followers, a group they customarily despised. They wanted to join forces regarding the one thing they agreed about, stopping my son, whom they considered a menace. Final thought.
Yeah, I agree. I think the take-home punch point there is the people loving the law more than people. And I think we can definitely run into that as we engage with the world.
All right, so
I think what we're called to do is love people.
Tough question, though, and you can pass on it and say I'll tackle it on Monday, and that is, how do you see that played out today?
I might have to push that one off.
All right. Yep. Same bad time, same bad channel. Back with you on that on Monday morning. And see you at breakfast tomorrow.
Here. You bet.
WWIV, the Whip Wake Up Show here on a rainy Friday morning. First off, Kelvin, just want to say opening night for Sam Shovel, Private Eye. Crime well done. A good crowd last night. We're hoping for more tonight, but obviously braving the elements. And
it's not like there's elements inside. So, all you have to do is just make that dash from Carr into Valley Brook, and then you'll be nice and cozy and warm and enjoy some great laughter and fun.
Yeah, absolutely. A comedy mystery, and it's good, clean, fun. And any chance to get a chance to hear Sue Orfield play the saxophone, take advantage of it. So, trust me. All right, well, we got a new driver in the Halverson house, Michael, passing his driving test this week. And one of the big pressures for anybody looking to take that test. And by the way, I think after the first of the year, they're going to say if you're younger than 18, you need to go ahead and do that again. That was in the news. So you can't just get waved in by your parents. But
I'm in agreement with that.
I know you are.
Will.
Yeah. So, but parallel parking, that's always, can you do that? And that is a challenge.
Yeah, and so apparently from Auto Trader in the UK, a small study has found that parallel parking is a major stressor for drivers, so much so that it causes a significant increase in heart rate.
Mm. Yeah, the experiment involved 20 participants who wore heart rate monitors while attempting to parallel park. On average, their heart rates rose 57% during the maneuver, with some individuals experiencing an 84% increase.
That is nuts, and yet I get it. I mean, look, you mentioned you have a new driver. I've been driving for 20 years now, which makes me feel really old, but 2 decades driving, I avoid parallel parking. I don't want to do it if I don't absolutely have to. So, yes, I will drive around the block looking for a better spot. That's why we ask that question in our rapid fire when we're talking with artists here in the Whip Wake Up Show. Would you parallel park or drive around the block? I'll drive around the block. Sure.
I got to say, I kind of like it. I don't know. I kind of have a theory on it, like backing up and turning the wheel to the right. This is the way I tried to coach Michael and then just let it almost unfold it and almost can do it yourself. But and working downtown for my other job, and now with the new parking rules, you got to be moving your car all the time. So
here's the thing that I will say about that. And I just completely lost my train of thought. Man, I had something to say. I don't know. I think there's certainly a sense of accomplishment. Here it is. Yeah. Okay, I came back. Caleb's just a little slow on a Friday morning. I think the heart rate spike comes not from the maneuver itself, but from the fact that if it's busy, if there are people behind you and everybody's watching you, if you can't perform in parallel park well, then you feel like you're holding everyone up.
Yeah.
And so it's more the fear of man, I guess.
We're putting on other
people.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, let's move on here with Toby Mac, this is Backseat Driver. Maybe that's even worse when someone's trying to help you parallel park. Another week has flown by. It's our Friday morning tradition here. Caleb and Havel on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. This is where we get you, friends, caught up in everything you might have missed in the past week. News, sports, politics, pop culture to keep you informed. But we do it in a condensed fashion because we respect your time. We call it headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, a new survey finds that the average parent only has 32 minutes alone each day.
And that's if you remember to lock the bathroom door.
Yeah, good idea.
Well, the Christmas favorite, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, is celebrating its 40th anniversary of being a number one song.
Yeah, 40 years, and the North Pole still hasn't released a statement. What are they hiding? Another study this Friday morning finds that more than half the dogs in the U.S. are now overweight.
Which is good news for mail carriers.
For sure.
iPhone 15 just came out, and there are already iPhone 16 rumors.
Elon Musk is encouraging Apple to rename it X16.
Because that'll work.
Research says that migraine headaches cost U.S. employers more than $24 billion a year in direct and indirect health care costs.
Ironic, since it's our jobs that usually give us the most headaches.
There you go.
A new study found Oakland, California to be the worst city for driving.
In fact, Caleb, Oakland is so bad for driving, even your GPS says, you're on your own, buddy.
Ouch.
And finally, this Friday morning, according to a survey, almost half of U.S. workers do not respect their boss.
Well, the other half admit they only like them because they're using their Netflix password. Those are your headlines. And now you're all caught up. We've got Farmer John from Govan's Farm in Menominee on the line with us. Good morning, Farmer John.
Good morning.
So we've been talking about this several times this week. There's something particularly exciting coming up for you guys. I know it was originally scheduled for Saturday, now moved to Sunday from noon to 3, along with all the other attractions at Govan's. You are going to be offering helicopter rides on Sunday afternoon.
We are offering helicopter rides. Ace Helicopter Service has a family member with Parkinson's. And they said, hey, tell you what, we'll donate 100% of the proceeds. So for $40, you get a helicopter ride, 100% will go to the Fox Foundation, and we will also donate 100% of your admission to the farm if you buy a helicopter ride.
And again, that's...
go to the Fox Foundation.
Yeah, it's really something incredible. Of course, the Michael J. Fox Foundation doing everything they can to find a cure for Parkinson's disease, and that's the theme of your corn maze this year as well. So many times the corn maze has a message of giving back. You've done suicide awareness, different things from time to time, different themes in that corn maze, and that is the theme this year, correct?
It is correct. My favorite brother-in-law has Parkinson's. I've got an uncle with Parkinson's. It's a tough disease to watch.
It really is. And again, Ace Helicopters, you mentioned that this moved their heart as well, too. And I thought I heard you tell Greg earlier this week that not only is 100% of the helicopter fare, so to speak, the admission for that ride given to the Michael J. Fox Foundation, but they've also discounted from what they might normally charge if you found Ace Helicopters at another event.
They did. It's normally $60, and they said they were going to do this event for $40 and make it affordable.
Yeah, so again, over $50 given to the Michael J. Fox Foundation for every single helicopter ride. And that is, again, I know you pushed it back to Sunday. It looks like a better forecast there. So noon to 3 would be the time for that, correct?
Correct.
And so many different things, obviously, that you can do at Govan's Farm. But, I mean, the helicopter ride just seems to be the cherry on top. While you're in the corn maze, or maybe you send part of the family through the corn maze, you go up in the helicopter and get that aerial view of it.
That is a great opportunity. I was lucky enough to go up in a helicopter a few years ago. It's a really interesting experience. And to watch the pilots fly,
yeah,
is very interesting.
I mean, it's just
that's a full-time job flying a helicopter.
Yeah, it's something that the majority of us probably don't get to do in our lives, and so a chance to be able to have that experience for families to have that have your kids have that experience, and to know that every single penny of the cost is going to the Michael J. Fox Foundation working to find a cure for Parkinson's. I mean, that's something really important. And you always mentioned too, Govan's great for families, but great for couples as well too. Maybe take a date. Maybe it can be a great experience overall to spend the day, get those concessions, go through the corn maze. I'm sure you still have some farm babies as well, too, and then the helicopter ride as well.
We do, lots of farm babies. And, hey, maybe you're thinking about proposing. What a great way to propose. Take her up in a helicopter ride.
Yeah, there you go. Man, the ideas are just turning, I'm sure, for a lot of folks out there right now, too. So, again, that is noon to 3 at Govins. And expecting, hoping, praying for weather to clear up, too. And it's looking like the forecast is trending in a good direction.
It is. It, you know, I expect we'll be open on Saturday. We won't be open Friday night, but we'll be open on Saturday. You might want to wear a pair of boots. And according to the forecast, the sun's going to be out on Sunday. Well,
looking forward to that. Again, Govins Farm on Facebook, govinsfarm.com. Farmer John, always good to talk to you. And I hope, man, I hope there's just a ton of people in that 3-hour window taking those helicopter rides and that it's just a phenomenal day for all those enjoying the farm and enjoying the helicopters, but even more so to support the Michael J. Fox Foundation.
I hope so, too. In fact, I hope they can't get all the rides in by 3 and they'll stay for an extra hour.
There you go. That would be the goal. So you heard it, WWI family. Let's flood Govins on Sunday. You can go Saturday, too, but make sure you get there for the helicopter rides on Sunday. Farmer John, always good to talk to you, and we'll chat again soon.
Thank you very much.
That's Farmer John from Govins Farm. Again, if you're just joining us, if you missed it, noon to 3, an added attraction helicopter rides. Only $40, normally $60, only $40, and 100% of that given to the Michael J. Fox Foundation, as well as your entire Govins admission for the day as well, supporting Parkinson's disease research, working to find a cure.
Another week of the WIB Wake Up Show almost in the books. We've encapsulated the past 5 days down to 3 minutes and 15 seconds, and it sounds like this. The number today is 70,000. That's the number of eggs used during a typical 1 week cruise. Are you kidding? Wow. That's crazy. All right, we try to go to Drew in Detroit. Let's see what he's up to. Drew, are you singing?
I am the champion. I am the champion. No time for losers, 'cause I am the champion of the world.
I mean, Drew, I know that the Lions are 4-1, but don't you think you're maybe a little ahead of yourself there?
I think you're putting words in my mouth there, Mark. Although 4-1 does feel like a Super Bowl around here because it's usually so bleak, you know.
Good morning. This is a member from St. Paul's Lutheran Church at Curtis, Wisconsin, calling in to recognize Pastor Donald Bruce, one of the nicest guys you could ask for. Just a tremendous pastor, does his job extremely well. Thank you very much.
Folks, a pet peeve, and I go back to back when the days when Caleb would sing to us on Wednesday with his pet peeve songs, and one of them was about people who did not pick up their dog dirt. And I got to just tell you, not one, but two piles, and what was I going to do? I feel like I should get like a Boy Scout badge or something, because this was unpleasant activity, but in a public place, I'm going to say a playground in Eau Claire, somebody just thought, yeah, that's fine. So, anyhow.
Didn't have to bother with it.
I
Someone
remember
else
back
will
to your song.
It.
Thank you, Caleb. And I expect my Boy Scout badge. Do you typically bring an umbrella if you know it's raining? Do you just kind of make it from the house to the car or what?
No, I usually try to remember to bring an umbrella. I don't like my hair to get messed up by the rain, so.
Your hair, you're bald.
That is true.
There's a lot of pluses to being bald, right?
There are. That's one of them, yeah.
You don't have to pay for haircuts.
You don't have to pay for haircuts. Yeah, you just kind of do it yourself.
Every day you don't True. Have to worry about doing your hair, washing it, the whole deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of that. Yeah, I think there are, you know, when I first started going bald, I thought this is going to be terrible. But now it's actually quite good.
Get another one seemingly from the Keepers family, recognizing two pastors from their church, Micah Minton and Pastor Joey Olson. So make it 26. We're more than halfway there.
Yeah, thank you, kids, for participating on the way to school. Treat your music teacher nicely.
Your sister, yes. Yeah. Today is Hug a Drummer Day. Where's Duncan from the Newsboys? I just want to give him a big hug. It is a day to hug a Kevin. What about a Kevin who's a drummer? Two hugs, I guess. Go ahead. What pastor you want to recognize?
James Cameron from Menominee Alliance Church in Menominee.
And what do you appreciate?
He's very good at appreciate his challenges to live like Jesus lived.
The first question they put to the people is cereal soup, yes or no?
No.
And you and the majority agree. 67% say no. Cereal's not soup.
Cereal's not soup. All right. Now,
pause, though. 33% of people think it is.
Cereal's a soup.
I mean, what?
It's like, hey, come on over. We're going to have soup and salad and breadsticks, and they're serving you Lucky Charms.
That was maybe my favorite moment from the week.
You never know what's going to be in the Wib Wake Up Show and what's going to make the best of the week. Thanks, Alvo.